If I had a nickel for every time one of my uncles went missing, I would have two nickels, which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice.
Welcome to the Rutabaga, the best late night comedy show on 88.9 The Bridge, where we do not lift our jokes from Phineas and Ferb. I'm McLean.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Fenway. Jackson's not here because he's a loser.
True. He's always been a loser, though, so that doesn't work.
Jackson's not here because...
he's a loser.
He doesn't have
he's
COVID.
Just being a, he's being a bigger loser than he was before.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get into today's daily content. Bi-weekly content of the week.
My mom calls you stupid. My mom called you stupid, Nick. It's funny.
My mom's also called Fenway and you stupid, so it's not really.
Aw, your mom knows who
I am. Why are you guys' mom so mean, bro?
My mom listened to Nick on the radio and she called him stupid.
For
find
what?
Find that funny.
What I say? Probably said something stupid, and that's fair.
I don't know. You probably did say something stupid, though. It's very in character of you to say dumb stuff.
Well, McLean's mother, right back at you, all right? You didn't do such a good job with your son. How about that?
Jesus, okay. What the?
No, it's accurate, though.
All right. Now, the bi-weekly content. What'd you guys do this so-called... Oh, we had break. What'd you guys do on break besides Thanksgiving?
Gaming.
We already talked about it.
And I also did gaming, and I also,
All right.
I also had people over for Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, but we already talked about Thanksgiving our last show, Fenway. That's so stop talking about that. That's why.
Sorry. Okay. Okay.
You should be. You should be sorry. Right? Wasting my time. All right, McLean.
Gaming.
All right. So you guys are both also losers. All right.
You literally, Nick. You literally played just as much video games as I did because we were together.
But I slept for most of the day. So.
So true.
So you're lazier than I am.
I watched my Seattle Seahawks drop a heartbreaker of a football game. That technically wasn't over break because it was today, but
I was like a couple hours ago.
Or if you're listening to the episode on Spotify, it was Monday, October or November the 29th.
All right. Well, for me today, I went to work. Now I got a work story for all of you. I know you love these. These are great.
When was the last time we had a work story from Nick?
I don't know. Last time I went to work. All right. At work today, you know, my shift manager decided I'm going to let everybody else leave early. So, you know what that means? That means they give me all the dishes to clean at the end of the day. So everybody else is gone. I'm just cleaning. Actually, wait. Let me restart the story. We have a new employee at work. We have a new employee. You know, his name is Dalden... Bale.
All Dalden right. Bale. What? Got it. The kid's name is Dalden Bale.
Yeah, Dalden Bale.
Oh.
All right. And now Dalden Bale, he is a person that is in the school of government. And Dalden Bale, he's also in the Mercer Island High School marching band and regular band. Is there a difference? Fenway,
what
is
do you
there
mean
a difference?
Regular band?
I don't know. Well, we're not a marching band anymore, so
concert band, wind symphony.
Yeah, but I don't know which one he's in.
He's in both, Nick.
But which one is which?
It
which band
matter.
Is he?
Just,
in?
Okay. It doesn't matter. Doesn't
all right,
matter?
He's in band. He's in. I don't really know. He's okay. In band. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. So he's new to our work, and everybody leaves early today because I don't know. Our shift manager is feeling nice, and she let everybody go early. But me, I have to stay back and clean all the dishes because I'm a dishwasher. And usually I get out before everybody because they're cleaning up. But they cleaned up early and then they gave me all the dishes after they were done cleaning up. So, I mean, I didn't get out after hours. I got out early too. But I got out after everybody else. So I'm done cleaning my dishes, blah, 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 right? Now Dalden Bale, he's a member of – he's a clarinet player. And, you know, he's got friends in the clarinet section. So the two clarinet people show up and get food. And then he leaves with them while I'm doing the dishes, right? And I'm done doing the dishes. And I walk outside. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to leave. So I start walking. And then there's a car sitting in the parking lot. And the car reverses from its parking spot and then starts following me. Now
that's creepy. I don't
yes,
like that.
It is creepy. Now, you know, I was like, fine, you know what? They're probably just leaving. So I ignored it. So I opened my phone, getting ready to call my mom to come pick me up because I can't drive, right? And then the car pulls up next to me. And then it rolls down the window. And you know what? It's the scariest thing I've ever seen. It's a car full of clarinet players, okay? It's mortifying, all right? It's a bunch of nerds, and they say hi, and then they drive away. And now I'm thinking to myself...
They don't even conversate. They just say
no,
hi and
they
drive.
No, they said hi. And you know why? You know why that's weird? It's because I was in there for like a good 15 minutes after he left, and he was in the car with them. So say they sat in the parking lot and waited for me to leave just so they could say hi and then leave.
Wow.
That is weird.
It is very weird. It's creepy. All right, one of them is vegetarian. Vegetarian people are weird too. It's just wacky. All right.
My sister's a vegetarian.
Well, your sister's wacky.
I was a vegetarian for like 2 minutes at Thanksgiving so that I could avoid eating turkey.
You have a problem with turkey?
What does that even mean, McLean?
I have a problem with turkey when my mom makes it. I love you, Mom.
Oh, really?
I love you, Mom. I love you, Mom. I love you, Mom. I'm kidding.
It's hard to mess up. Actually, no, it's not. It's pretty easy to mess up.
It's pretty easy to mess up turkey. Just like overcook it.
Just put it in the oven. That's it. Oh.
Well, like, yeah, you could
take
overcook
it out at the right time.
It.
Jesus. That's what the there's a thermometer thing you can stab it with, you know.
What if you don't put it in properly or something?
Well, Fenway, that's a job for your health teacher, okay? That has nothing to do with
it. You didn't have to do it. I knew you were probably going to do it, but you didn't have to do it.
All right.
So, segue quickly, please.
Well,
so Thanksgiving
is
a time. Thanksgiving is a time for family. Does anyone have any weird stories about family?
Oh my God! Okay, do I have to talk about this?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh,
do I have to?
That was a good segue. It just flew over my head.
I have to explain the.
Can I explain it for you, even though
the cold open?
Oh,
it's not your estranged uncle.
I know it's not, but I think it's funnier if I talk about Fenway's estranged uncle in the third person.
So, basically, I apparently have another uncle. I don't know what else to say for it, but you know how
his
that
dad,
happens.
His
you know?
Dad bought a new one, you know.
Yeah, my dad went to the store and bought a new one.
New uncle.
It's
the Series X version. Man.
Grandpa didn't know my grandpa didn't know he was a thing, and he contacted us. He's like, I got your DNA. And they were like, what? And we were like, oh. And we looked at the DNA test, and he was related to us. So, we celebrated his birthday today at our house, and we met him for the first time. So that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Fenway's new uncle. Does your new uncle have a name?
I probably shouldn't say it.
Oh, make up okay. One. Make one up. Make one up. Make one
yeah,
up.
Yeah, like
Dale. His name
is Dale. His name is also Dale.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, happy birthday to Dale and any other Dales who might be celebrating a birthday this fine Monday.
What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something funny, and I forgot what I was gonna say. But I thought of something funny just so people think that I'm funny, you know. Even though that doesn't make
sense.
It's
not working. Anyway, we'd like to shout out Dale, also Nick's coworker Dalton Bale, and Dalton Bale. Anybody else whose name ends in ale.
Ginger ale.
Can't yeah, shout out ginger ale. Got to be one of the realest kale? Airplane beverages in the world.
Why? I only drink ginger ale on an airplane, pretty much.
Ooh, it's because ginger. It's because ginger calms.
Why on an airplane?
I don't know.
I just like ginger. Do they bring the drink cart around? You're like, you know what? It's time for a ginger.
Yeah, every time I'm on a plane, the go-to is ginger. I don't know. Okay. It's just what I get. Also,
I
in the
get
winter,
a Coke.
In the winter, I drink ginger ale too, like around Christmas time.
Makes sense. What?
Does that make sense? I don't
ginger
know.
Ginger ale goes.
It's not
I love
even like a Christmas
so
drink.
You for me, it is, Fenway, all right?
So, like a Christmas drink would be like apple cider or something. Or sparkling
that's
apple
like,
cider.
That's right? Like a... That, Fenway, that's like...
That's like a Christmas
that's,
Thanksgiving.
That's Thanksgiving.
Drink.
That's Thanksgiving. That's,
no, it's also you have. Is it not true that every Christmas dinner there's sparkling apple cider?
Well, at my Christmas dinner, my true. Family tried to feed me alcohol. So,
hey,
hard what? Cider.
Hey, what?
Anyway, do you guys want to know the real reason why they put ginger ale on airplanes? Because I know it. because I'm cool like
that. Well, they put all the drinks on the
airplane. If you say
something
stupid like it tastes better 3,000 feet in the air, I'm going to punch you in the face.
No, it's actually because ginger will calm an upset stomach. So people, when people get motion sick, they drink ginger to calm their stomach down. Same reason they put it on boats.
I don't think people get motion sickness in a plane.
So wait, people get
what
motion
do you think air sickness
walking.
Is? Okay.
It's like because the pressure builds up in your head.
Well,
you got a lot
of
pressure
no, no, no,
built up
no, no, no.
in your head right now.
This is the real thing. Because the pressure changes.
That's part of it, but it's also turbulence and like a lot of motion.
Okay, how much you got a bad airline.
When the pressure pressure changes, man, you just like plug your nose and you blow really hard.
No, that's not it. That's not what you do.
That's
bad for
your
ears.
Why is that
bad? That's
bad
for your ears.
What am I supposed to do? Huh? What am I supposed to do?
Chew gum.
I don't got gum on a plane.
You're supposed to bring gum on a plane.
You gotta drink ginger.
They don't have a list of rules about what you need to bring on the plane, Fenway. All I
yes, they do. It's literally called the TSA.
Okay, but they don't tell you to bring gum. They tell you to leave your gun at home.
That's true. Love it when the TSA is always like, if you're taking shampoo on a plane, that's illegal. However,
well, as long as it's, you know, a tiny bit of shampoo.
As long as, yeah, that's right. As long
is
as
it not common knowledge that you're supposed to chew gum on a plane?
No, it's, I always thought my mom was just weird for telling me to do that.
Okay. I just
pretty
blew
common.
My ears out, you know, with my
that's
nose.
That's so bad. That's so bad.
I don't, you know
Nick,
what?
Aren't you a musician? You're going to need your ears to hear stuff.
The only person I listen to is, like, semi-worse at me than trumpet, because I sit next to them in class every day.
That's so, me.
It's not you. When's the last time I sat next to you in
Autumn?
Band? Well,
you
don't,
sit next
don't
to
call
me in band
out.
Every day.
When's, literally, no. We have different...
Yes, you do.
We have, there's a seating arrangement, and you're a first trumpet, and I'm a flugel trumpet,
yeah, the seating
and I gotta sit in the back.
Now. That's true, yeah.
You stupid
the
boy.
The seating arrangement changed like a week ago.
That's not even true. It changed like half a week ago. I mean, wait, half a month ago.
What?
Like
half a month?
3 weeks
are
ago.
Are you being discriminated against in band?
What? What? You know, I feel...
Being bad at your instrument?
Yes.
No, I'm not
they
even
put
that
him in
bad.
The back so they can't
they put
him.
Me. They put me so in the same section area as the best trumpet in the class. Like, come on. Come on.
He's right.
Well,
right,
that's
just
pretty
cool. Just to show that he could drown you guys out.
Not even Yikes. Not even true. We have like the best. We have like the best junior trumpet. That's
God,
not,
this is so nerdy. We're arguing who's better at playing trumpet.
Well, we're not arguing about each other. We're arguing for other people. That's
true. Without Jackson here, this show gets real nerdy real quick.
No, Jackson barely talks. Okay.
Well, that's true, but his presence like stops the band kids from having that crucial 2/3 majority. Are you guys paying attention in civics?
No, in civics today it was a work period, user. So
oh, never mind.
Are you talking
then.
About the oh, you're talking about like the Senate stuff? Okay,
yes,
okay.
I'm talking about the U.S. government, which you should probably learn things
we have a
about.
I'm glad me and the other listeners totally know what you guys are talking about.
Fenway's not in civics because he is
neither
a silly
are the listeners.
Fenway's a
well,
silly
the
goose.
Listeners are probably American, seeing as how this radio station doesn't, unless you're on Spotify, in which case, Google how the U.S. Government yeah. works, it's bad. Anyway,
that's not terrible.
It's better than most.
Is it really?
We're such optimists.
Is the U.S. Government really better than most?
Well,
why is a filibuster?
Nick already said
thing?
Something interesting. What? Tell us something. Tell us a story that's interesting about you, McLean.
Story that's interesting.
I got lost uncles. Nick got people stalking him. What's up with you?
Yeah,
what do you have to bring to the table?
Yeah, what's up with you, Fenway? I mean, McLean.
Normally, I just kind of hang out. I don't know, dude. I haven't left my house since, like, the last
you
time
have a
we
car.
Spoke.
Go, you have
go,
a car.
Go make some stories. Yeah.
You know what? You know, this makes me upset because McLean has, one, he has a car available for him to drive, and two, he has a license. Me, I only have one of those, all right? And it's the car, not even the license.
So
all right?
True.
And he doesn't go anywhere, and that upsets me because I just want to get out of my house, like, all the time. But I can't go anywhere. I can't do that.
Honestly, though, Nick's room is way better than mine, so I wouldn't complain if I were him.
Actually,
I still would complain.
Not only do you share a room with your brother bullies you. And speaking of your brother, time to bully Camden Roland. Camden, if you're listening, If you're going to bring your girlfriend to your house, if you're going to bring your girlfriend to your house, clean your room before. Don't expect your brother to clean it for you because he's not dating your girlfriend. You're dating your girlfriend.
Wow.
He's not going to work for you so you can get to second base, okay? All right?
I got to say, I love how everybody...
I can't wait till my parents listen to this and be like, you need to tell Nick to calm down.
Everybody gets a fake name except for Camden. Camden gets his real name.
You're right.
No, it's fitting.
Stupid idiot. Okay, clean your room. All right.
That's almost worse than giving him a fake name.
Got it.
Wait a minute. He's on the bingo card. I gotta mark him off.
Is there anything else to make fun of Camden for, Fenway? Or is that good?
You're so good at this. I can see why he bullies
also, you know, Camden's girlfriend's never going to listen to this show. You have a weird laugh, okay?
What? That's so
That's
mean.
Not even funny. Like, that's not so even a mean. Funny insult to throw at somebody. That's just going to hurt.
I'm being a nerd.
When did you hear her laugh?
I'm being a nerd video game player playing video games with Fenway. Fenway doesn't know how to mute his mic when he's talking to his brother.
Okay, my mic doesn't have a mute on it. I have to
So we get to enjoy the whole conversation Fenway has with his brother and then his brother's girlfriend. And you got a weird laugh, okay?
Why would you ever insult somebody's laugh? That's so mean.
It's not
Everyone's laugh sounds weird on my mic.
It's not that weird, but it's just kind of weird, man. It's just
literally, that's only going to hurt people. Insulting someone else's laugh isn't funny.
My laugh is weird, all right? My laugh is the same as my dad's laugh, and we cackle like witches, and it's weird. So, Fenway, you know when I, like, laugh hard? You know what I sound like when I laugh hard, Fenway, right?
Yeah.
It's weird.
I can't do it, but it sounds... weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Can confirm Nick is definitely a closeted warlock. Anyway,
I will turn you into a frog. And then I don't know. I'll make a Disney movie about it or something.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm so down. I would love to be a frog for like a year so that I wouldn't have to deal with colleges and
Why
stuff.
Why would you ever want to be a frog?
No, hear me out. Frogs don't have student loans.
Yeah.
Frogs
also live in dirty lakes.
Yeah, Fenway, imagine.
And I live in a dirty room that I never leave.
Fenway, come on, you're just chilling in the dirty lake. You just spitting, you're just grabbing some flies with your tongue. Life is good.
No, life's not good.
That's the dream right there. Just hang out in lakes, eat bugs.
Fenway, what did we do this summer? What did we do? Hang out in the lake?
Oh,
did we eat any bugs?
We went swimming in the lake. There's a difference.
We
didn't live in the lake.
No, and you know what? It was a dirty lake. There was a lot of bird crap on the dock.
Yeah, but we got to go home and take showers afterwards, okay? When you're a frog, you just embrace it. And that's
just embrace it. You know what? You know, good for the frogs. Embracing their own
livelihood. Is it a real thing that, like, frogs can, like, squirt out their tongue and, like, grab a fly and then eat it?
Yep.
Or is that just like a myth?
No, that's real.
Why'd you use the term squirt it out?
Okay, propel? I don't know. Yeah. Like, how does their tongue
stick it
fit
out.
In their...
They stick it out.
But how does it fit in their mouth, though?
How does your dog's tongue
so
fit in
long.
Its mouth?
It doesn't.
It don't have,
okay?
Yeah, it don't have,
it doesn't
teeth.
Have teeth. But yeah. Okay, hear me out, okay? Because like,
frogs
like,
don't got teeth either, Fenway.
Is it just like a lot? Okay, like
it's
a
stretchy,
piece of string.
Okay,
in there?
It's stretchy.
It's like that stretchy.
It's string cheese, yeah. Fenway. It's string cheese.
It's stretchy and it goes down into your throat too.
How do they shoot it though?
Like the same way that other people shoot body parts, just move it really quickly.
What body
the
parts are you
muscle.
Shooting out of your mouth?
Well,
Fenway, it's like a punch, you know. Like,
yeah, it's just, the tongue is a muscle. You just move it really quickly. You get really good at it when you catch a lot of bugs. Anyway, I have a totally normal question for you guys. Which animal would you be if you could pick?
A coyote.
Furry.
What? Wait. McLean?
So
I call him a furry.
Is it because I answered too quickly?
Because
I answered too quickly.
And you picked a coyote. That's like
like coyotes. They're like hyenas, like which are funny. But
that's like the second
American.
Most popular fursona, though.
They're the American hyena, and hyenas laugh, and you know, ha ha hee hee. You know.
That's true. Fenway, what animal would you be?
A flying squirrel.
A flying.
You would
squirrel.
Be a flying squirrel. You are a flying squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Imagine it, bro. Okay, you're a squirrel and you can fly.
They don't actually fly. They glide.
You got
yeah.
four limbs and you can fly.
You can glide.
Same thing.
You can fall with style.
Yeah. Can you more glide, Nick? More I don't Disney. Think so. If you had the opportunity to glide,
as a,
you wanted
you know what,
to,
Fedway,
would you?
If you ever yes. land on the ground, I'll just chop your head off. Okay.
That's why I won't land. I'll just take the. I'll
glide
just let
the forever.
Wind take me. Yeah.
Glide forever.
Yeah. But I want to be a water bear.
What's a water bear?
Water bear. You mean
it's
a
really
bear?
Small microbial animal. It's very tiny.
Wow.
But they can live pretty much forever. Sense. They're basically tiny. Immortal. Actually, you know what? Immortality is a curse.
So
I want to be a regular bear.
Will stay the same. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. I don't want to be a regular bear. That's cringe. I want to be a raven. Ravens are cool and edgy.
Are they?
I yeah.
feel like they're overrated.
They're just like big
crows. I don't think
crows.
I've ever seen an actual raven.
They're big crows.
Yeah. Big... Crows are actually really smart, though. For some yeah. reason. I don't know why.
They follow like, you around.
Why do
that's
they evolve
true.
So well?
There's a crow. There's a really big crow that lives near my house, and I swear it is foreshadowing my untimely demise at the age
do
of 17.
Do crows make nests?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah.
I've never aren't seen a
like,
crow's
they,
nest.
They're like a pack animal, though, but like birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are seagulls pack animals?
That's wacky. No, birds know. As pack animals make sense, because they make that T formation in the sky. You know?
It's, a
it's not even a T.
It's a V. Sorry. It's a V.
As you can tell,
sky.
Fenway did not do too great in the
you know,
part of
somebody,
kindergarten where you had to read.
Yeah. Somebody could do some like really good marketing by training birds to fly in different shapes.
They probably yeah. have. That's probably a thing.
I don't think it's a thing. I feel like they'd be too hard to do.
Yeah, I feel like they lose the birds.
Probably.
I feel like trying to train birds to fly in human-decided formations would be trying to like trying to herd cats, you know?
You can train a cat.
No, herding cats, though. You can never herd cats.
What? I thought it was herding sheep.
No, herding sheep is easy.
It's easy, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Herding cats, though? You ever try to corral even just one cat? Like in a location,
cats
we had to put my cat
it.
Away.
I hate cats.
We had to put my cat away for Thanksgiving because some of my people, like that, were coming over to my house were allergic. So we had to put my cat away, and she hates me now.
I like you know what I don't playing. Get? And Nick, yes, this is a personal attack. Why people get cats and then just leave them outside? And
my dog,
just, like...
I don't leave my cat outside. It
okay,
likes
but
to
like
be
you
outside.
Guys just don't. You guys basically just don't have a cat. You have a homeless cat that visits you every week.
That's so
and
cool.
You just feed it food.
First of all, that's not how it works.
Like
I can
a cat
bring
just
her inside.
Stay.
I can
just,
bring her
like,
inside and like have her chill in my room. But she prefers to be outside. Like if
but
I.
But then
if,
what's
like,
the point of having a cat if it doesn't even live with you?
Cause they're the best.
Okay, I don't get
what's
it.
The,
I don't
what's
get
the
cats.
Point of having a dog that acts like a cat? Just buy a cat.
He doesn't act. Like, he's half dog, half cat. Screw you.
Okay, well I'm sorry
At
for
least
offending
he stays inside.
You. Anyway, that's a mutt.
He's not a mutt. He just
he's
thinks
half
he's some
cat.
He thinks he's a cat for some reason. I don't
and?
Know why.
He jumped on the dresser.
He likes being high because he's short, Nick. Okay? He likes to be a part of the conversation.
He likes to be part of the conversation?
Yes.
All right. Here's
Put him
the conversation,
on the
Muffin. Muffin, you're a wacky-looking dog.
He's
you got
not
a wacky,
wacky
tongue.
Looking. Okay, he's kind of wacky looking, but you know what? He's unique,
it's so wacky.
Okay?
It's so wacky. It's cute. A, you know,
he's our special boy. Okay,
don't say that.
Anyway, that's it's sweet. So thank good. You guys for listening to the Rundabag of the Best Late Night Comedy Show on 88.9 The Bridge. Fenway's dog is kind of funny looking, and we'll be right back with more music and conversation that spans generations. Be right back on the Rundabag. Welcome to the Rundabag of the Best Late Night Comedy Show on 88.9 The Bridge. I'm McLean.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Fenway.
You didn't say welcome back, McLean. It's not I welcome. Said... It's welcome back. Come on. Because they're coming back. Because they would never tune off of this, of us talking.
That's right, true. McLean? We are yeah. so entertaining. Anyway, mm-hmm. welcome back to the Rutabaga. We welcome all of our returning audience. We've got news you can't use.
We do.
Got
we
useless,
do.
Stupid news. You guys excited? Yes. I'm excited.
We love our useless news. Now, let's talk about the place down under. Australia. What's a great animal that's down in Australia?
The kangaroos.
No, it's the water. It's a water one. It lives
Platypus.
In the water.
A shark.
No.
Blue-ringed octopus.
No.
The it's prime minister it's who a, went a, swimming and was never seen
a,
again.
It's a reptile. It's a reptile.
A lizard.
It's not water.
It a lizard reptile.
A Komodo dragon. A
chameleon.
That has sharp
a
teeth.
A turtle.
A sea turtle.
It is. It's also in Florida, I think.
A gator.
Wait, no, that's the wrong one.
A
it's
crocodile?
The one that's like it. Yeah, it's a crocodile.
Yeah, we got it.
Of course. So down in Australia, they got crocodiles. And they also have crocodiles in the Philippines. And a man in the Philippines celebrating 60th birthday at an amusement park was like, yo, there's a plastic crocodile statue right there. And you know, I want to take a picture with it. So he goes up to this crocodile statue. And he poses with the crocodile statue. And then boom, the crocodile statue turns out it's not a statue. And it bites his left arm. Thank God it wasn't his right arm.
I think that's the plot tonight of the museum.
What, Fenway? Like a zoo or something?
It says amusement park. Amusement park.
Why is there just an alligator in an amusement park?
It's a crocodile.
Just chilling there.
Have you been to SeaWorld, Fenway?
That doesn't really make a difference. Why is he just in the middle of the amusement park and able to get out?
I don't know. He thought. I don't know, Fenway. Okay, he goes and takes a picture with it, and it bites on his left arm. Thank God it's not his right arm, because I'm assuming he's right-handed. Because most people are. Right?
True. Anyway. All right.
Sue the park for standing next to a live crocodile and expecting
for
not to get
a crocodile. For not having enough security to keep out live crocodiles.
You know, there was like a kid who got killed by an alligator in Florida at the Disneyland Hotel or something.
What?
Cool.
This was like a while ago.
Are these alligators coming from?
Do most alligators come from?
The water.
Why is there water at the Disneyland Resort Hotel?
What are you trying to drink?
It's on the water.
Okay, you out here with a milk reservoir?
The lake isn't in the hotel.
You got a soda river? Well, but the hotel has to get its water from somewhere, right? They can't boil enough seawater to, you know, feed all those thirsty people.
It still doesn't make sense.
See, Finley, the place where the crocodile attacked him was off limits, and he wasn't supposed to be there.
Oh.
Their fault.
Rule breaker.
So this is a silly man who decided, hey, look at that statue of a crocodile in this off-limits restricted area. Let's go take a picture with it.
Okay, I think not quite the plot tonight at the museum. Anyway, happy birthday to that guy. He shares a birthday with Fenway's Uncle Dale.
He still has his left arm. It's just very injured.
Very injured.
I don't actually know what date this news was taking place, McLean. So for all, it's November 27th. This is old news. This is not recent at all.
Old news. Okay.
Well, it's not old. It is recent.
It's pretty old. But anyway, not important.
Days old. All right.
That's okay.
That's the news. Stay away from live crocodiles, even if you think it's a statue.
Going towards them. So
if it looks like a crocodile and it's big, as big as a crocodile, it smells like a crocodile, and it feels like a crocodile, chances are it's actually a plastic statue.
Gotta be an alligator. No. It's a plastic statue. What statues do you think would be the scariest if they came to life? I'll start Lincoln Memorial.
McLean.
Actually, yeah,
who's making a statue of me?
The Lincoln Memorial would be pretty scary.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have to
big,
like, deal with a 60-foot stone Lincoln.
What about like all of Mount Rushmore?
That's just heads. What are they gonna do?
Yeah,
yell insults at me. Not to mention, none of those presidents actually did anything. What's George Washington gonna do?
He's gonna ride across the river on a boat on Christmas to save the day.
He's gonna make America.
Okay, and America already exists. That's not a very original idea, George.
He's gonna make America Part 2.
Ooh, now there's intrigue right there.
America,
you guys put in
America
Part
2. The South tried
to
do that. The South tried to do that once, Fenway. It didn't go well. they were also racist. So,
well,
was George Washington also racist?
Maybe. Oh yeah,
probably.
Oh yeah,
maybe. Most people were.
Anyway, applying modern-day labels to historical figures is kind of stupid, but every historical figure was racist, probably.
Yeah, like Obama.
Obama's still alive.
Okay, this is not a good joke.
He is a historical figure.
Correct? He's just a dude. You could just go to, like, the store and see Obama there.
Anywhere and see Obama there, man. Obama everywhere. Obama's in my room, man. Obama's everywhere.
Okay. Put Obama on the mic, bro. Anyway,
impression right now.
I can't do an Obama impression.
Don't.
Something about see, Americans.
Kind of want to hear Nick's bummer thing. My fellow Americans. Anyway, Obama, that's not a historical figure yet. Obama is just a dude you could see at the grocery store if you live near him.
All right, fine, fine. What about, I don't know, who's a not racist historical figure?
Gonna take you a while.
Let me think. Let me think real hard on this. Was I know Nixon you took... racist?
Yes.
Was he just mean?
Nixon was racist. I know Nixon you took history online last year, but if you rubbed all three
wait,
of
wait,
your
wait,
brain
wait,
cells
wait,
together,
wait. Did they have to be like a president?
No, any historical figure.
So, this is easy then. This is stupid. Martin Luther King is not racist.
So
Malcolm
true.
Malcolm X isn't racist.
So true.
You know, Gandhi's not racist.
So true-ish.
Okay. Oh. Maybe I need to learn more about Gandhi. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
You know.
Anyway, it's not important. When I said that all historical figures were racist, I was painting with a very broad brush. Also, people can do good things for society while not being perfect. Like, Gandhi, great person. Like, for society. If you could go back in time and kill little baby Gandhi, you wouldn't, because he did a lot of good things for society, like liberating India from the British rule. But he also wasn't perfect. He was very misogynistic. He had some questionable opinions on minority groups in India. You can be a good person without being perfect. You know, and sometimes if you do something that's good for a lot of people, it doesn't matter that you actually hated those people. What matters is that those people's states improved. That's been philosophy with the rutabaga.
Thank you so much, McLean, for that.
You're welcome. Hit me up if you want any correct opinions.
I totally
didn't
zone out during all of that.
Gosh darn it, small children. Hit me up if you want actual, legitimate, correct, valid opinions.
Don't do it. Bad decision.
No, come on. I'm literally right about everything. They let me talk on the radio. They wouldn't do that if I wasn't perfect.
You know, and with that, to end our show, we say something funny. Farts.
So all true. Right. Thank you for listening to the Rutabaga featuring farts on 88.9 The Bridge. We will be back on Friday at 11 p.m. and always available to stream on Spotify or whatever podcasting service you prefer. Thank you guys for listening to us. 88.9 The Bridge, music and conversation that spans generations. Never stop. Stay tuned.